work out every day. Work out every day. Feel your faith getting stronger. One push-up, two push-up, feel the burn from within. Work your core and keep your spirit in good shape. Yes, discipline your body and make it come to submission. But if you sleep a little, doze a little, fold your hands and twiddle your thumbs too long, you will become weaker. Getting sluggish as temptation takes its toll on us every day. The enemy wants to break you down and sift your desires like wheat. But you need to keep your head down to the plow every day and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If you feel really sore and have pain that comes from dealing with this world, dig in deep. Get a couple more reps in the Word of God. Take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. You don't depend on your own power or strength, but on Holy Spirit. It's the power of the gospel in you. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Your heart of faith is in good shape and you are maintaining your relationship with Jesus. Go help others and model for them how to work out every day. Keep your body under control and make it your slave so you won't lose out after telling the good news to others. Run in such a way for Christ that you perspire for Him in the gospel. May other souls see you running so hard that they thirst for the living God. Remember to give rest to the muscles of your heart by giving time to prayer with God. You will build up the torn muscle, which will strengthen you through various trials and tribulations. At night, you should be tired and drenched in sweat from the hard work you have put into your heart of faith. Praise God, He gives rest to His loved ones. But early I wake up again. I can't wait to feel the burn of Holy Spirit in me. Study Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 5.